Juno is expected to start building a new downtown transportation center July 1st. The project includes a transit center for bus riders plus a trail to a hilltop park. But the item that's aroused quite a bit of controversy over the last few years is the four-level, 209-space parking garage. KTOO's Rebecca Shear has more.
If all the buildings in the world held a beauty pageant, and we're talking everything from malls to movie theaters, condos to castles, you wouldn't expect a parking garage to win the coveted crown. But this parking garage will be different, or so says project manager Jeff Wilson.
If you can admit that there is such a thing, I think it's going to be a very attractive parking garage.
So you think attractive parking garage is sort of an oxymoron?
It can be.
See, Wilson was the project engineer on the Marine Park Garage in 1985.
It was my very first project.
And in terms of attractiveness, he feels that one is, well,
kind of more, in my mind, questionable. I think that without the library, it would be harder to look at it and smile.
And that might be why, right off the bat, the architects of the new garage...
We were told very specifically by many people, don't do that, that being... the other parking garage here in town.
Sean Boyle is an architect with Northwind, the Juno firm designing the downtown transportation center. And when he and partner James Bibb described the first garage...
It's heavy concrete, it's closed, it's dark. It's not a real welcoming building.
I'd say 90% of the parking garages in the country look like that. Your classic parking garage looks like a bombed-out building.
To avoid that bombed-out look at Juno's downtown transportation center, the design team is balancing heavy concrete with light wood. The structure is concrete, but certain elements will be crafted from local cedar, such as the stairway handrails and the pedestrian canopies lining the building's exterior. City engineer Rory Watt says what he finds most interesting about the project
is we're building the garage in three ways so that it can be used differently in the future.
First, they're beefing up the floor of the upper open-air deck so it can physically support public events. The second feature involves the base of the garage.
There was an idea during the planning phases that the first floor ought to be something other than parking. A compromise was to build that first floor with a higher ceiling height. What it could be in the future, I don't know, but possibly something other than parking.
The third measure involves what Watt calls upgrading the structural members.
And by that I mean the footings and the columns and the beams so that the building could be expanded upward and would support government complex on top of the hill.
So should a new Capitol building actually be built there someday, this facility could be part of that?
Absolutely. I think it would facilitate that.
And that's part of the reason Daniel Glidman is so excited about the garage.
A lot of people for some reason think that the building of that parking garage preempts a Capitol facility there, but it doesn't. It actually enhances the possibility.
Glidman has managed Merchants Wharf for 22 years and the Goldstein properties on Seward Street for five, and as a longtime Junoite.
I've heard the weed won't come down and chop because there's no place to park for over 30 years.
But Glidman says parking can be tough for workers, too, like the state employees in the Goldstein properties.
There's about 25 spaces that are allocated for the state, and there's many more than 25 people that work in the building. So about every hour, a third of the building empties out and stops their productivity, and those lucky ones that have not gotten parking tickets look for more parking spaces.
So sort of a downtown car shovel.
It's kind of a downtown car shovel. It has been for many years.
As eagerly as Glidman anticipates the new garage, he isn't without concerns.
If you look at our existing parking garage and also the state office building, these dark black structures.
And Sean Boyle of Northwind says the team has received hundreds of pages of public comments and has tried to incorporate many into the project.
But there are always going to be people whose minds cannot be changed.
James Bibb, on the other hand, sees the glass a little more half full.
Nobody likes a parking garage. If someone comes up and says this parking garage is beautiful, I think it's the greatest compliment in the world. But if it's not as criticized as much as one would, then I think that would be a success in many ways.
In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.